From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and France stand united to deliver justice to terrorists after the recent Paris attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Speaking after talks with his French counterpart, François Hollande, at the White House, President Obama said IS cannot be tolerated, must be destroyed, and we must do it together.
Building on our recent intelligence agreement, the United States will continue to quickly share threat information with France. And in the wake of Paris and with the threats in Belgium, there's also a growing recognition among European nations that they need to ramp up additional efforts to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters.
President Hollande was at the White House Tuesday. It comes a day after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged France new assistance for its airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. An explosion hit a bus carrying members of Tunisia's presidential guard in the country's capital Tuesday, killing at least 11 people, according to the Interior Ministry. The blast occurred on a tree-lined avenue in the center of the capital of Tunis. The explosion came 10 days after authorities increased a security level in the capital and deployed security forces in unusually high numbers. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months at first thought as businesses restocked their goods. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. Even with the faster pace, the third quarter figure for the country's output of goods and services is down markedly from 3.9% gain in the April to June quarter. VOA News. The Turkish prime minister has strongly defended the shooting down of a Russian fighter jet. Ankara says that jet violated Turkish airspace while carrying out attacks against Syrian targets. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu robustly defended the downing by two of its fighter jets of a Russian bomber that Ankara claims was violating its airspace.
Sınırlarımızın güvenliği söz konusu olduğunda, ülkemizin bu ateş çemberi içinde...
He says the entire world should be aware and sure that we will do whatever necessary in order to ensure our country's peace and security within all this ring of fire, in order to maintain peace in Turkey. Davutoğlu went on to warn any country that carries out attacks against Syrian groups, including Kurds, Arabs or Turkmen, that Turkey's message would be clear. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Secretary of State John Kerry has condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks as he meets with Israeli and Palestinian officials. He headed into talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday.
It is very clear to us that the terrorism, these acts of terrorism which have been taking place, deserve the condemnation that they are receiving. And today I express my complete condemnation for any act of terror that takes innocent lives and disrupts the day-to-day life of a nation.
Meanwhile, Netanyahu said there could be no peace when there was an onslaught of terror. The State Department said the two men discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. A teenager has died in Liberia from Ebola and the first such death since the country was officially declared free of the virus in September, according to an official Tuesday. The 15-year-old boy died on Monday, according to the head of Liberia's National Ebola Crisis Unit. The official added that the teenager's parents had also tested positive for the virus and they were under observation in Monrovia. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It's a trip that human rights advocates hope that he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. Egypt's Antiquities Ministry says archaeologists have found a giant fence at the site of an ancient capital in the northern Nile Delta that dates back over 3,500 years. They say it's made out of sandstone and about 500 meters long and 7 meters thick. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.